Hey, listen, sometimes you get a little rub of the green as management. You know, I was so close to taking off Rosinha because he was struggling for his life, but typical of him, he wanted to carry on, and you could see the stress levels, and my worry has been what we've had all pre-season, that he gets injured on the back of it. Thankfully, he decided to stay on, and then you make a switch, and Jay's looked lively in pre-season, I have to say that. He's looked lively, scored a goal, and it's funny, my assistant manager fancied him to nick it, so... Good on him. Maybe he's seen a psychic yesterday, but yeah, it was a decent start for us, which we're pleased. There's still lots to work on, but nice to get off and run again.
Overall, what did you see in the game in terms of the balance of the game? Brighton will be going away thinking we should have got something, maybe.
I think so. The one thing about Brighton, they're going to have possession of the ball. You know, they want to take it at the back, and they want to play right the way through you, and they make the big pitch big, and they're different to a lot of teams in the Championship. I think the good thing for me is that we've got through it, we've rolled our sleeves up, and yes, how often do we see it in the Championship that you could have got something? Thankfully, we've kept a clean sheet, which was important. I thought the goalkeeper was excellent. Mm. And then Aluko, for me, thank God we've got his clearance through yesterday, because the game would have been a bit dull affair without him.
Yeah, what did you make of his performance? I enjoyed watching him.
Well, he's so pleasing on the eye, isn't he? And I mean, he could have been contender for goal of the season already, couldn't he, if his first half shot had gone in? He's a very, very good player who's matured very nicely, and I had him as a boy, I had him as a 16-year-old. It's been great to see him develop. It hasn't been easy for him because he took a long time to develop. People had to be patient with him, but now 23, 24, he's finally took to the stage, and if he keeps producing performances like that, then fantastic.
If I'm being honest with you, I thought your left back pipped into man of the match today. I really enjoyed Joe Dudgeon's performance.
Well, Dudge has had a terrific pre-season. He's the one that has benefited from it. He looks physically strong, powerful. He hasn't missed a day in pre-season. He's as fit as a fiddle. He's got a great attitude for it. You know, he sometimes miskicks one or two, but his attitude has been absolutely exemplary. And if you've got 11 of him as a manager, then you don't have a problem.
What do you go away from this one and say to you?
We've still got a long way to go. We've got a bit of work to do.
In what sort of areas?
Well, we're still short. For me, physically, we're still short. We're still short. We're not the biggest. We're still short of two or three players. But then a manager's always going to say that, isn't he? You know, but it's my job to keep knocking the door. But we've got a good start. It's nice to get off to a win start again.
Yeah, how pleasing is that for you in your first sort of big home game and first one with a big crowd?
It's been a long time since I've stood out there, and the last time the roof caves in on me. So you're wary of that, but thanks to everybody who's made me so welcome here. I've enjoyed it. I've probably gone on like some sort of flaming lunatic on the bench there, but I've enjoyed it. It's what I enjoy doing, and I'm determined that I can get a team together, we can mount a challenge and see where we're going to end up.
Yeah, and you've remembered how to do substitutions. Vital.
After all.
Injuries today,
We haven't, thankfully, and we hope that maybe we can get one or two back. But certainly, you know, it would be asking a lot to ask a few of them to play two games in 3 days with the lack of pre-season. That's been my frustration. So we'll see what we're like Monday morning and Tuesday, and we'll go to Blackburn, which will be a yardstick for us, because I think they are the favourites with undoubtedly what they've done. So let's hope we can go there and go and get a performance and go and get a result.
Who are you thinking there? What players are you thinking there?
Well, certainly Kearney comes into mind. Big Abdullah, big Olafanjana. His first name is...
Shay.
Is it Shay?
Yeah. Are you thinking Big Abdullah Faye might struggle to get another game in? Yeah, Liam Rosinha,
well,
Paul McKenna?
Yeah, I think what we've got to try and do is get through the first five games, we've got, would you believe, 5 games in 10, 11 days, isn't it, with a cup tie? We've got to get through that without injury free, see where we are, and then hopefully these niggly injuries like Corey Evans, Rosinha, Abdullah Faye, all of these people can get. Matty Fry, it's another one. You know, we've had 4 or 5 of those hanging around us. Jack Hobbs is another one, and we know he's long term, but we need to clear them up, and we'll have to be a bit careful with that.
What's the position with Matty Fry? Because last time we talked on Thursday, you said it was a bit of an Achilles.
Yeah. He's got a bit of an Achilles, and it's the first game I think he's missed in a year. Mm-hmm. So it must be troubling him. But, you know, Jay Simpson's come on today and scored a goal for him, which is great for him. And, you know, when somebody goes down, can somebody take their opportunity? Certainly Jay's done that and did very well.
Is Matty a short-term or a long-term, or don't you know at this stage?
We hope not. Always with Achilles, Benzie. You're worried sick about it, but we hope not. We hope that he's going to be OK.
Okay. As always, every interview, while the transfer window's open, I've got to ask you, where are you in terms of bringing people in?
Well, we're still waiting of one or two. You know, we've got a couple of bids in for a couple of players. We hope that we can secure them. We're just waiting for the green light. And as always with transfers, you know, I've got a couple of targets in mind, and I hope that we can get them in before the window shuts.
And as always, there's names out there. Alan Judge at Notts County and Nigel Rio-Coker. Anything in either of them?
Not that I've seen, no.
Right, OK. Well, fair enough. Right, OK. I've not got any more names. I think you might be chasing the Sunderland ones. Any of your lads going out?
No, not at the moment. I mean, listen, today we've got one or two injuries, and what we have is the experienced ones on the bench. But I had a decent bench today, McShane and Alex, who came on, and people like Oliphant Janner and Jay Simpson's come on and played their part today, which, you know, you're only as strong as your bench and your squad. And for all them ones who didn't play today, they've all contributed in their own way. So they were disappointed yesterday that they didn't play. But, you know, all of them can feel very satisfied that they've come and done a job.
Anything before Wednesday, transfer-wise, in?
I doubt it.
All right.
I doubt it. Maybe towards the end.
All right.
Before Big Ben strikes.